Good morning. My name is Su Yang. I come from Beijing City and China. And now I'd like to share my work experience and some study on the catalysis. On catalysis, a cross-sectional survey is to estimate catalysis incidence and the immunization response in housing population in Beijing, China. At first, I'd like to briefly introduce on Beijing. You know, Beijing is the capital of China, and it comes including 16 districts in the country. The permanent population in 2012 is more than 20 million. As we know, pertussis is a contagious disease, and in China, it's a reportable disease. The expanded program of immunization was developed in 1987. According to vaccine schedule in China, D-type vaccine is determined in 3, 4, 5 months of age, and booster dose is given at the children at age 18 to 24 months. According to Beijing official estimate, the basic D-type vaccine immunization coverage rate reached at 99% among children. The incident rate of the reported pertussis has remained below 1 per 1,000 population since 1990s. Most reported case was a few months old infant who did not or just reach the age of the D-type vaccination. However, pertussis is still clinical diagnosis and the laboratory methods are not routinely used. Since 1990s, many countries with high-level vaccination rate has reported reemergence of pertussis, known as whooping cough resuscitation. But in Beijing, the true incidence of pertussis is likely underestimated. So we conducted random sample cross-sectional surveys among healthy population to estimate pertussis infection incidence and to evaluate immunization response following the vaccination. So, according to the random sample method, participants were selected from 19 sites of 10 communities in 9 districts in September 2012 in Beijing, who ranged in 2 months to 75 years old. The blood sample was obtained from 2,142 healthy individuals. 5.6 milliliter blood sample was collected from each participant. Serum IgG antibody against pertussis toxin were determined by commercial ELISA kit. Indicator we use antibody PTIgG. If antibody PTIgG lower than 28 IU per 1 milliliter, is negative. If higher or equal to 28 IU per 1 milliliter, is a positive. If higher than 100 IU per 1 milliliter in the single serum, is a diagnosis proof of recent or active pertussis infection. The household interview was held by epidemiology information. So a record of each participant immunization information was obtained from Beijing Immunization Program Immunization Information Management System. And now for our result. Of 2,142 participants, all participants by age, gender, and residency are equally nearly distributed. The total antibody level and antibody positive rate is 16.06 IU per 1 milliliter and 12.37% respectively. There are no significant difference between the residency and and that of the male is significantly higher than female. There are some significant difference between different age group, and milliliter level and positive rate in 0 to 2 years old selected 1,377 participants as a target population to estimate potential incidence. And we observed 12 persons who had antibody level higher than 100 IU per 1 milliliter. The natural protective infection rate is about 5,420 per 100,000 population per year. There are two peaks in this age group. It's in the 20 to 30 years of age group and the 40 to 50 years age group, which the natural protective infection rate was 6,730 and 1,400 per 100,000 population per year. Of 2,412 participants, there are 716 participants had at least 3 doses of the DTaP vaccination history. And the antibody level is 13.16 IU per 1 milliliter in the inoculation after 4 months, and it declined to 18.97 IU per 1 milliliter after inoculation to 6 to 11 months. And the antibody level decreased with the age development. In summary, we found out the real pertussis infection rate is much higher than reported. The overall pertussis infection rate was 5,061% per 100,000 population per year. On the other hand, the adult potential rate presents a high risk of transmission to infants. So improved control of pertussis may require providing vaccine to young adults. At last, the PD-IgG antibody waned rapidly after the last dose of the vaccination, so leaving a large number of the suspected persons despite a higher vaccine coverage. So there is also some limitation in our study. The first, because both PD-IgG antibody and antibody MHA can also prevent same protection of pertussis. But in this study, anti-MHA was not tested, which can result in some extension of underestimation. The third, we did not follow up the case with pertussis antibody, IgG antibody level, which larger than 100 IU per 1 milliliter. That indicates recent pertussis infection. The third, due to the small number of the cases with the recent infection, further epidemiology and the service need to be continued to vary by the chain and regarding the incidence and the incident burden of the pertussis. So, acknowledgement. Thanks to my Beijing CDC and LabStep, I also give me appreciation to Nebraska Department of Health and Human Service, Dr. Qiming and Dr. Tom Sanfrance to help me.